This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Community advocates, they gathered outside the Tesla Gigafactory today, calling for New York State to not extend a lease with Tesla at the factory in South Buffalo, citing concerns over workplace concerns and also a number of concerns within the community and other matters. Just wanted to get your thoughts in terms of the thought of the advocates pushing for the state to not up its lease and maybe try to explore other opportunities with other businesses to take over that plant site.
Yeah, for sure. Well, you know, I obviously have concerns about the lease. I have lots of concerns about the overall project conception from the very beginning. But I also don't want to see us politicize this effort and the lease with an intention to actually focus on economic development issues. I think that there's a lot of that going around, particularly in, you know, the situation that we're having. And I really want to, as the next mayor of the city of Buffalo, want us to be focusing squarely on where we can grow and develop our economy and how we can create the greatest number of jobs. And my concern with this project was, you know, it's trying to brand or, you know, revive this concept of Buffalo as a manufacturing city. And I think that really our focus needs to be on small and medium sized job creation. And I think about the employees and their families, and I have great concern just about some of the decisions that have been made over the last couple of years. But it really comes down to the state, you know, holding Tesla to account for the commitments that they've made. And, you know, it doesn't matter if it's Tesla or if it's another company. We need to, as a state, you know, hold our corporations and our businesses and our business leaders to account and have a high level of expectation and standard for what we do. And we're not doing our job as elected officials and as leaders of holding Tesla accountable for the agreements and the commitments that they made. You know, that was a $1 billion plant, and the investment per employee was very, very high. And, you know, what I know about the city is that the lifeblood of our city is our small and medium jobs, and our small and our medium-sized businesses. And as the incoming mayor of Buffalo, I want to see us focusing our investments in the conversation there. How do we attract more small businesses? How do we attract more entrepreneurs, more startups, to make business with a much lower overall tax investment, and to give back and have a greater return, a more substantive return to our communities and to our business community and to our downtown community? You know, if you do the math, it's a substantial investment. And yes, they've fallen short. Yes, they have not met the terms of the agreement. And I have major issues with that. But, you know, we need to look at our level of accountability and what we're doing, because whether it's Tesla or whether it's another very large, probably $1 billion company, we have to hold them to a standard, and we have to do our job as elected officials to make sure that they're closing the deal. And another point is I just want to see us focusing on where the lower hanging fruit, you know, how we can have less public investment of dollars and a greater outcome. And that really is in supporting and rejuvenating and elevating our local business leaders and entrepreneurs to create jobs, just like they have been the lifeblood of our economy for years.
When it comes to the Tesla site in particular, what do you see for the future of that site, and maybe what would make that more of an attractive site if the state does proceed with maybe an RFP to look for other companies to move in?
Yeah, I mean, they say that the site can be perhaps subdivided. Maybe it's an incubator for other smaller manufacturing. I don't know that an RFP is going to be effective in terms of, you know, attracting a much, much larger business like Tesla. I mean, we built that plant with a specific end use in mind. And that's why I'm a little bit hesitant to just immediately shift away. I think that we have to hold a high standard. I think we have to be diligent in the enforcement of our rules and our regulations, and hold any company that is in that plant to account, and ensure that they're meeting the needs of our communities, they're meeting the health of our environment, and they're meeting the needs and the expectations of our workers. Like, those are the things that I prioritize when I'm talking to employers, when I'm talking to business people. And I think that we should have that high expectation for anyone that does business in the city of Buffalo. And we need to start the conversation there. And I think that if we do renew the lease with Tesla, that we have to have a very serious conversation about the community's concerns. And we should be giving voice to the employees that are there without them having to fear retribution, without them having to fear for their jobs, to make sure that we're meeting the needs of health, community, and employee expectations to get the greatest outcome from our public investment of tax dollars.
Very good, Mike. Anything else you care to add to our conversation that we haven't touched base on?
I think the biggest thing is that I'm not trying to politicize a contract negotiation, and you can't help but believe that, you know, this isn't a political move. I think that, you know, I'm not trying to demonize corporations, but I am not going to let them off the hook. We have to focus on accountability. We have to focus on a return for our public investment, and we have to focus on supporting communities and supporting workers. That's where the conversation begins. And if Tesla isn't willing to meet certain expectations, if they're not willing to meet certain parameters and guidelines, then yes, absolutely, we're going to have an RFP, and we're going to consider different uses and perhaps a change of use for that building that looks at different possibilities in a different way to leverage the greatest return from our investment. And I think that that's what we need to look at in terms of this site, and how we look at the greater economic picture for Buffalo. And I think that the answer really lies in supporting small and medium-sized businesses that are closer to the ground, that are more committed to supporting the needs of families and the needs of our communities, and build from our strength. And that has long been the strength of Buffalo. We are not a manufacturing city anymore. We can become one that focuses on entrepreneurship and focuses on new ideas and focuses on small and medium business investment. And that's where we're going to see the greatest return.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme. Struck him out with 102. laser beam. Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.